This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. A second Dallas hospital worker who provided care for the first Ebola patient diagnosed in the U.S. has tested positive for the disease. Now, we know that some nurses here in Washington State are concerned about not knowing enough about dealing with Ebola patients, and Canada is also working on a response. Our Canadian correspondent, Vaughn Palmer, Vancouver Sun columnist, joins us now with news from the North. Welcome, Vaughn.
Hello, Ross, and a developing story and a pretty disturbing one on Ebola.
How is Canada preparing?
Well, I am just looking at a statement today from our health minister here in British Columbia, Terry Lake, directing the province's chief medical health officer, Perry Kendall, to coordinate with healthcare providers. The Canadian Nurses Union came out yesterday with a statement saying that they didn't think that healthcare providers were ready for it. They didn't think the preparations were there. They didn't think the training was adequate. Our health minister is saying he thinks that we have actually here in British Columbia done a lot that we need to do, but he's urged our medical health officer, Dr. Kendall, to coordinate with the nurses union, address their concerns, and deal with it quickly. He points out that British Columbia had a relatively good response, unlike some other Canadian provinces, on both H1N1 and SARS. Now, Ebola is a different league, but he's saying that things aren't as bad as some people think they are, and he has, however, admitted that the health minister, the medical health officer for the province, has got to do some coordination on this as well.
I also understand, Vaughn, that there are some special precautions being taken at some Canadian airports.
Yeah, I think the Canadian authorities are following the lead that we've seen in the United States on this. There will be public health nurses at airports. There will be temperature taking. Our government says, Health Canada says, only about three dozen at the most people arrive in Canada from West Africa in a given time frame. So, and they say there's only, near as government records can determine, there's only about 200 Canadians in West Africa in any event. So they're saying that people aren't involved, who aren't involved there in providing health care and dealing with the outbreak, should come home. And they're instituting inspections at the appropriate airports in Canada.
Vaughn Palmer is Vancouver Sun columnist, and he reports on what's going on in Canada each week on The Record. I understand there's an unusual cross-border dispute between two Canadian Punjabi language radio stations, and it has to do with the fact that they, in fact, broadcast from the U.S.?
Yeah, this is a cross-border controversy that's been going on for a while, but Canada's broadcast regulator has waded into it. And essentially, these are Punjabi language radio stations that have their offices and their studios here in British Columbia, but their broadcast towers in Washington State. So Ferndale, and one of the stations is proposing to build a bunch of towers in Point Roberts in Washington. Two controversies. The first is that other Canadian radio stations claim that these stations are, in effect, pirate stations, even though they're facilities are in British Columbia. Their broadcast towers are outside the country, and they say they're effectively stealing advertising from Canadian radio stations. The other issue is an issue around the transmission towers, and this is a specific issue regarding electromagnetic radiation. So the FCC in the United States has approved these four towers in Point Roberts. Residents on the Canadian side of the border say the towers are very, very close to Canadian homes, and they want the development stopped because of the electromagnetic radiation issue. So these two controversies are going side by side. I see today that two of the three radio stations, or actually three of them, have made a deal, reached a consent agreement with the Canadian broadcast regulator on the tax issue, on the issue of pirate radio. So only one of those is still engaged. The owner of that station, the station's called Radio India, is threatening to go all the way to the Supreme Court of Canada on a free press issue if the broadcast regulator tries to regulate him in any way or stop him from doing what he's doing. So that one continues.
Finally, Vaughn, a little-known historical fact that during World War II, the Japanese military sent thousands of balloon bombs across the Pacific, but I understand that history got very real in the woods of British Columbia recently.
Yeah, I mean, these things, there was about 10,000 of these bombs, and the general feeling is about 1,000 of them made it here. The only people that were killed was a Sunday school teacher in Oregon and five teenagers back in 1945. But every now and then, there'll be a story about one of these bombs being found in our wilderness, Washington State. I've seen stories over the years, Oregon, and so forth. But it's been a long time. Now, the last finding I can find is Agnes, Oregon, 1978. However, Lumbee, British Columbia, this month, people traveling in the bush found a bomb, a Japanese balloon bomb. There's not much left of it. Called Canadian forces, and the bomb disposal squad came in, surrounded it with C4, and blew it up. They decided it wasn't safe to try to dismantle it or take it to a museum or dig it up. It had been sitting there for 70 years. We still have a pretty wild coast, don't we?
Yeah, but thankfully, you know, all the people who have died in mines that are buried, even going back to World War One, thankfully no one injured in this incident.
Yeah, no, and you know, you sort of wonder what's still out there. There's probably places along the BC coast and Washington and Oregon where somebody might still find one of these. I guess that awful incident in Oregon in 1945, the people didn't know what they had. They proceeded to haul this woman, and these students proceeded to haul it out of the bush, and it exploded and killed them.
It can kill people. Vaughn Palmer tells us about news from Canada each week on The Record. He's a columnist for the Vancouver Sun. Thanks, Vaughn.